Yeah, I'd say always say you're always learning at this position. I don't think you ever really can learn too much. So it's probably a takes a long time to grasp it kind of mentally and physically and all the different things that you're asked. I think the thing that I've been most fortunate is to play in the same system with same coaches. Same terminology. I play with so many smart players, playing with so many smart players this year, which allows you to do a lot of different things. So it's great being out there and having the type of control and command that we have on offense. There's a lot of different tools we have, things that we can go to if a certain scheme's not working. And like I said the other day, you're always trying to adjust because you're never quite sure how the other team sees you or how they're going to game plan you. So you got to have something else to answer what their answer may be. And so it's just you're always working hard and you're always emptying the tank every week. And, certainly at this point in my career, I try to be really efficient with the work that we need to do. I think our coaches are the same way. They get right to it with us as players, saying these are the things that we got to focus on. And every team presents different challenges. So, this week is a short week. A team that is playing really well, so it has its own really unique challenges. And I think I can rely on experience that I have. But ultimately, you got to go out there and you got to execute it, under pressure. So that's what you have to be able to do.
Sorry about that, Tom. You mentioned on Sunday that you were putting in the game plan even at 11 o'clock. That morning. Have you been able to do that with past teams, or is this team? Because it's a little bit older with guys who have been in the league a little bit longer, it's just easy to do.
Well, I think that every week, like I said, entails something a little bit different. So you're always adjusting in this game, and I think finding different ways to, like I said, attack the scheme that you're facing. Teams are always trying to put different pressures on us in order to execute, whether that's through their blitz packages or their different schemes up front with the front four, whether that's coverage schemes. And every team has a little different flavor to it. So, part of what our job is to try to counter that and, figure out our schemes and our ways that we're going to try to protect up front. And those adjustments go all the way down to the last snap of the game. And when you're adjusting on the sidelines, we're constantly talking to things, and Josh is raking through the call sheet to figure out, something that he can spring someone free, which, really leads to some critical plays when you need them, man. We made plenty of them there in the fourth quarter, which is what we needed. So it's a lot of it is trying to keep finding ways to adjust, whether that's pregame, during the game, all the way up, like I said, to the last snap.
Hey, John, you always pay a lot of attention to detail. What have you seen in the tapes that you've watched from the Dolphins, the first four games versus these last two games, that are different schematically or in effort in terms of why they're playing so much differently?
They're playing great. They've got a lot of great players, and they've had them. Every time we played these guys, they've been a challenge. So we started off last year and lost to them the first game of the year. We battled back against them in the second half of last year. So they're riding high right now, and I think they're really getting after the quarterback. They got some real good guys in coverage, but Wake and Vernon and Sue and Mitchell and Shelby and. They got a whole group of pass rushers that, really last couple games have been performing really well. And then offensively, they've just been scoring a lot of points. So, they get ahead and they kind of unleash the pass rushers on you. And then Cameron Wake strip sacks the quarterback. And then next thing you know, the game's blown open there. It was blown open in the second quarter against Houston. It was blown open in the third quarter against Tennessee. So, we got to make sure we try to stay on track and, execute well so that, we keep it, keep things under control. But you can't be one-dimensional against these guys. These guys are really a talented group.
Tom, how do you assess how the offensive line is playing and their ability to adapt and adjust throughout the game?
Yeah, our offensive line has been phenomenal this year. They, the challenge they've been up against, they've faced a lot of really great defensive lines, had a lot of different scheme challenges. They've had perimeter rushers. They've had interior rushers. We see a lot of games and twists. Everyone is obviously trying to get after the quarterback all the time, but, we've been faced with a lot of challenges and I think those guys have really stepped up to it. So, you know, it's a great group. They're really well coached. Coach Googe has done a great job. Josh has done a great job. You know, Dave Andrews and Trey and Shaq, Josh Klein, Wendy's provided, you know, incredible insight, being that he's been so experienced in the system. Nate was playing great until he got injured. You know, Marcus, everyone has a lot of confidence in Marcus. Sebastian's done an incredible job going from right now to left, and Cam Fleming coming off the practice squad. So, you know, whatever it takes for those guys, they just, however they can put that unit together and play cohesively, play as a group, but it's a great group we have. I think those guys take a lot of pride in it, and they've just done an incredible job this year.
Just as a follow-up to Mike's question about maybe Tannehill's consecutive passes streak at 25, what did you think about that performance, someone who's, you know, been very efficient yourself?
Yeah, that's incredible. I mean, 25 straight completions. I mean, it's hard to do that when there's no defense out there. You know, to throw in the catch like that so efficiently, and they're making big plays too. So they're an explosive offense. They got a lot of guys that can make plays. They got, you know, so we on our offense have to really counter that. We got to play well early. We got to play well. We got to be aggressive. But they're playing really well. They got a great football team.
When Bill says yesterday that they've simplified their defense, that can mean one of two things, I guess, in your mind. Great, we know what they're going to throw at us, or B, they're going to unleash, you know, Sue and Wake and Vernon, like you said. How do you view that when you hear Bill say they've simplified things?
Yeah, those guys are great at what they do, and they've really cut those guys loose to get after the quarterback, and they've done it. So, you know, whatever they've changed is really working. I think they've played at an extremely high level. They, like I said, they've gotten out to some big leads, and that spells trouble against this defense. So, you know, we did the same thing last year in the first game. We got behind, and then, you know, that's one of the things that they do great. They can really tee off on the quarterback, and they were certainly teeing off the other day. And, you know, we got to be balanced. We got to try to take control of the game. It's tough to do. They run, you know, they're a good run-stopping defense. They've, you know, last 2 weeks especially. So it's just there's nothing easy about it. You got to go out and you got to execute really well. You got to, you know, be tough, be firm inside, and try to go out there and execute really well.
Is this a tougher week mentally or physically, the short week?
I'm not sure. It's, you know, I think you do the best you can, and, you know, mentally you just got to work as hard as you can. Physically, you got to, you know, be tough enough just to push through it. So it's a fun week. I think, you know, the competition starts, you know, as soon as the last game ends, and we got the same amount of time to prepare, and hopefully we'll make as good use of it as we possibly can.
Tom,
thank you.